Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Yesterday I started sharing with you the subject here of pondering the path of our feet. Whether you're a believer or whether you're not, it's good for all of us to take stock, to take inventory of our lives. Where are we going? What are we doing? What will our end be? Those are good questions for us to ask. Satan doesn't want us to do that. He wants to make us so busy that we don't have time to stop and think, where are we going? If I keep on going the same way I've been for the last year, last month, last 2 years, where will I be in 5, 15, 20 years from now? Those are things we need to be asking ourselves. I've chosen to, here in this next couple days here, share with you on that subject, on the pondering the path of our feet, taking a look at where we're going, taking a look at our lives, just to stop, think, where am I going? What is my life all about? What am I doing? Am I on the right road? I shared yesterday about a sign that's here in the county here at a Y in the road that says, are you sure you're on the right road? That's a good question for us to ask ourselves. We need to ponder the path of our feet. The Bible says that there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Well, this morning I'd like to share with you a couple of more reasons why it's important for us to consider and ponder the path of our feet. There's a scripture in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, that says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I'd like us to think about that for a moment. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know, it's pretty easy for our hearts to deceive ourselves. We can think that something is a certain way, and it really isn't. It's a proven fact that if you convince yourself of a lie long enough, you'll actually believe a lie. That happens. It happens all the time. Well, our hearts are deceitful. How can we know if my heart is deceiving me? Now, that's a tricky question. It's a good question. But again, I go back to the scripture we talked about yesterday in the Psalms. David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How do we know if our heart is deceiving ourselves? Compare it with the word of God. What does the Bible say? God's word illuminates our path. It exposes the wrong and shows us the right. Solomon, according to the Bible, was the wisest man that ever lived. Yet, he was a victim of his own deceitful heart. You can read it. You can read it in the Bible. What wisdom you or I have doesn't hold a candle to Solomon's wisdom. It doesn't. So where does that leave you and me? Well, I'll tell you where it leaves me, you and me. We can learn from his mistakes and choose to walk in the glorious light of the Word of God. But it's a conscious choice that you and I have to make. So I ask you, are you living in obedience to God's word? Are you sure you're on the right road? Again, God's word is the light that shines on our path. It illuminates our path. It's the brightest light you could possibly get. And it exposes all the deceit. It exposes all that's wrong and shows us all that's right. That's the beauty of God's word. Reason number three, why we should ponder the path of our feet. Matthew 7 again. Matthew 7:22, Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, what day? That is the judgment day. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Wow, These folks actually professed godliness, Christianity, if you will. They had healing campaigns. They had conferences on being filled with the Holy Spirit. They had ministries that were doing this and doing that and doing lots of good works. They had ministries of casting out demons, and it worked. It was done in Jesus' name. But Jesus said, I never knew you. Depart from me. Whoa. That's a serious thing. How is it that these folks were deceived? Well, I'm not sure how and why many are going to be deceived, but I can tell you this. They weren't following the Word of God. Again, I tell you, the Word of God illuminates our path. It exposes the wrong and shows us the right. We can profess Christianity, but we've got to have the power of God, the Holy Spirit, in our lives. It's a little like this. You can't take the batteries of a flashlight and still have a light. You need the whole thing. You need the batteries, the bulb, the whole works. And that's how it is with Christianity. It's one thing to have a name and profess something, but unless God is in it, unless the Holy Spirit is in us, and we walk with God and have a relationship with Him, we've got no power. It's like a flashlight without batteries. So how is it that many will say to Jesus in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done this? Have we not done that? Well, they had the name, but they didn't have the Spirit of God in them. All right, where were we here? Heart is deceitful above all things, and yes, and many will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? They didn't have the power of God. They weren't filled with the Spirit of God. I want these questions, folks, to stir our hearts and stir your minds. Maybe you're a believer. Maybe you're not a believer. I don't know. I don't know who you are. But if your last name starts with any letter of the alphabet between A and Z, this is for you. Ponder the path of your feet. Where are you going? If you continue like you've been for the last year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, where will you be 100 years from now? Ponder the path of thy feet. I'll leave it there for today. And stay with us. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.